Good afternoon, a beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with a good amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds, especially across the northern tier of New York and New England, but a nice southerly wind flow developing, and this will help push temperatures into the high 60s to even around 70 in some spots by mid to late afternoon. High pressure will keep it dry throughout the day today, although some high cloudiness will tend to move in later on. Clouds will increase and thicken tonight with the approach of a cool front from the west. It'll stay dry overnight even as the clouds increase, and temperatures will only drop back into the lower and middle 40s. Tomorrow, limited sunshine to start the day, and as that front draws closer, clouds will increase and thicken. Showers will become likely through the afternoon from west to east, maybe even some heavier bursts of rain as the front punches through. Out ahead of the front with the southerly wind, temperatures will reach the middle 60s. Behind the front on Wednesday, the wind will flip around to the northwest and become gusty, driving in cooler air. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the middle 50s. High pressure will settle in on Thursday, still a bit breezy and cool, though highs will bounce back into the upper 50s under mostly sunny skies, and then push into the 60s on Friday and Saturday as another weak disturbance approaches with mostly cloudy skies and just a few scattered rain showers. It'll dry out by Sunday behind this system with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Red River to the Edwards Plateau of Texas. Diurnal heating should be robust within a plume of 50s to lower 60s surface dew points today. However, mid-level winds will largely be weakening to around 25 to 30 knots in this region. But given the degree of instability, multi-cell clusters are probable with perhaps a couple of supercells. Large hail and isolated severe winds should be the primary risks. A tornado threat appears limited given weak low-level shear and large surface dew point depressions. And high wind watches are out for the Wasatch Front in Utah for tomorrow. A powerful cold front will track through the region with very strong southwest winds ramping up during the day and peaking in the afternoon hours before switching to the northwest. Winds at times will gust up to 60 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the middle 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 39. The record high 89 set in 1923, and the record low 20 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Taconics, also the southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of high 90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, especially later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler Wednesday, mid-50s. Mostly sunny, brisk, a little chilly Thursday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs back into the middle and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.